écouter ma radio. Communautaire, j'y ai trop. C'est...
Here now.
You got love troubles, you got a bad woman you can't control, I got just the thing for you. Something called controlling hearts and get-together drops. If you work too hard and you need a little rest, try my easy life rub or put some of my boss fix jam in your breakfast. Try a little bit of
vegan.
Yargo Bargo, silence strikes at the station, but have no trepidation. I am here to alleviate your fear. On the space plane, I'm gonna be here. Man, this place is Christmas time empty. But I tell you, I'm gonna fit to be here until something o'clock, aka 2.
Tafanya nini mbele ya kuwinda, tanja pole pole kuweka mali. Tafanya nini mbele ya kuwinda, tanja pole pole kuweka mali. Kisha yake Unta situka, ile niliweka inakuwa mingi. Sasa tanja kutafuta, kazi mitafanya na ile feza. Sasa tanja kutafuta, kazi mitafanya na ile feza. Niweke ao magaze kidogo, ya kujisha ao to kafe. Mali yangu takuwa mtajiri. Pole pole taenduluya, na mali yangu takuwa mtajiri. Na mali yangu ntakuwa mutajiri. Tafanya nini mbele ya kuwina, tanja pole pole kuweka mali. Kisha yake wota situka, ile niliweka inakuwa mingi.
Super fucking California sexy. like a clown as I'm stripped down. It's all fun and games till the very next day till damn. You don't remember my name. Maybe I'll see you next Thursday night. Maybe I won't, but that's alright. Cause in my possession is a signed confession that says I was the best you ever had. Too bad.
Prince Rogers Nelson with Super Funka Califragisexy. Hey man, look, if I hold on, I get my bold on.
Help me to find, oh Lord, some peace of mind. I am tired, alone and cold. But I know if I hold on, that sweet Jesus will bring me home. And in the hard times, times when I've lost my way, when darkness calls and just won't go away. I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling, then I fall on my bended knees to pray. And then I find if I hold on, that sweet Jesus will bring me home one day.
My point here I'm making is that at some point or on some level, something was wrong. But the thing is that you can't stay there. When you see something wrong, you can't just stay there and say, okay, something's wrong in this world, but I'm going to ignore it and just keep living my life. And that's what most people do, and that's why most people are so, they hate themselves so much. That's why most people are so upset. You know, because, or they hate their life. Because at some point, you may have saw something wrong in life and you decided to settle for it. You decided that you weren't going to try to change it. Whatever it was, it could have been something wrong with yourself or something wrong with the outside world. But at some point, you decided that you weren't going to change it. And that's where you mess up at. See, that's where you really kind of fucked up at, really, to be honest with you. Because when you see something wrong in this world, whether it's with yourself or whatever the case may be, that's definition. That's when life, that's when you can begin to define your life and to define, like, why are you here? Your life purpose. Everybody always say, what's my life purpose? I want to get an astrology reading from you so that I can learn my life purpose. That's the, probably the number one reason why people get want to get astrology readings from me, of which I got to do a video on why I'm not doing readings right now. But that's a whole new story. But anyway. I mean, I'm doing readings, but I'm not doing printed readings at this point for certain purposes that I won't speak of here. But when people get these readings from me, the first thing they say is that growing up my life purpose. What's wrong? What's wrong? Why do you want this reading? Maybe you can start there. There's something wrong to you in your life, or something that you see in life that's wrong. And you should start there. That's the best place to start in defining your life purpose. It may just be I'm broke. For some people, that's just wrong and I'm broke. And once you define what's wrong, that's when you kind of grow into learning that this is what I personally believe, that the only thing that's going to right the wrong or correct the wrong is learning about a universal principle.
Stop. No, I think you should mumble. I think it's funny when you do.
Make up my mind, double. Umu Sangare.
Call justice.
She's a star in
my justice. Injustice is the only thing that will right the wrong. Now, what is justice? That's what you gotta ask yourself. Justice is represented in a lot of metaphysical circles by the sword. The sword of justice. And justice has two sides to it. It's an interesting universal principle, because there's one side of justice that if something is hurt in this world, or something is sick in this world, or if something is wrong with somebody in this world, there's a universal principle locked into the universe that something or some person or something is going to come to help to aid that person or to aid that entity. It could even be a tree. If a tree is suffering, according to the reason I'm saying trees, because as you guys can see, I'm in nature, but according to this universal principle called justice, something is going to come along the way to aid that tree. Whether it's the tree is suffering because it's too old and it's too big and it needs to be cut down, it's time for it to die, whatever the case may be. Or it's being, you know, blocked by other trees and it's dying, it's suffering. But whatever the case may be, even if it's an animal, everything in this universe is protected by justice. Justice is like a sword and it's two sides to it. However, as human beings and us having free will to be able to tap into the universe and universal laws, we have an obligation to, I guess you could say, swing the sword of justice. We have an obligation to right wrongs, to make things right. That's justice, so that we can eventually find peace. We have that obligation. It's a right and it's an obligation. And the thing is that you're never going to really get justice here in this matrix unless you learn the law. Very important. You have to learn the law. So in you defining your life purpose, now you done found your life purpose, you know what's wrong, you found out what's wrong and all of that. But at some point, no matter what your life purpose is, I don't care if your life purpose is to save the whales, there's laws protecting whales. That's right, there's laws protecting whales. I don't care if you feel like your life purpose is to help feed the hungry. You've been bamboozled. There's laws in that. You thought that you could put me down. Knock it away, your mind, but you've been bamboozled. Wait. Trying to ball, you will fall. Never get a second look. Before me, there was nothing. I see just a phone in the darkness. I brought the light and you believed. With every one of my creations, if you just stole it with your toe, change it up, change it up with temptation. But all your claims will be so.
You thought that you could put me down, knock it.
Prince Rogers Nelson with the Chocolate Invasion. Actually, the song is called Judas Smile, from approximately 2005. The fans will know.
So no matter what you do in this matrix, you are going to have to learn the law. And for those people that are highly conscious and highly spiritual, you're going to have to learn about sovereignty at the end of the day. You're going to have to learn that. You're going to have to learn that, because at the end of the day, you're never going to get justice here in this matrix when it's based on uniform or what's called commercial laws, commerce. Everything in this matrix is predicated upon commerce. And you're never going to get justice. Did you say you want to be... You want things to be right, but you're never going to totally right the wrong here in this matrix unless you establish your sovereignty. And it's important you have to do this on a spiritual level first. And that's the only way, because either that or you're just going to sit around and just be looking at problems. You're going to turn into one of these people that's just depressed because you feel like you have no power, but you really do. But you feel like you have no power, and you're going to just let life push you along the way. You're never going to find your life purpose, and you're doing your ancestors an injustice. See, justice is the part of, I guess, in spirituality. This is the part of when you talk about the God system. Because, you know, we say, some people say, well, God is a just God, and God has to give us our justice. But according to what I believe and what I perceive, God has no care about the material universe. He has no care about it. Or she or it or whatever the case, whatever God is. God is based on higher ideals and things that are unseen. When you talk about the high, the most high, the ultimate God. So when you get into like justice and things like that, like some people feel like they're broke and it's not fair because they grew up in a poor community and they were broke because of gentrification or because of something that happened before they were born. They had to be born into poverty. Say for instance, you may have been, your ancestors may have got robbed of land, so you had to grow up poor. That's an injustice. That's a legitimate injustice. But the thing is that that's never going to change unless you do something about it. That's the funny thing about economics and money and business. You will remain poor for the rest of your life unless you decide to do something about it. You will remain in this situation because God does not care about money. You say, well, if I play the lottery, I hit the lottery. God let me hit the lottery. No, the computer let you hit the lottery. Those numbers fail and they decided. The computer decided, which is programmed by higher beings, decided that it was your turn to hit the lottery for whatever reason, because of the zip code you bought the ticket in, because of the store you bought the ticket in. There's a number of reasons why people hit the lottery. I will have to do a video on that. But at the end of the day, what I'm saying here is that justice is that part where you want to change something on a material realm that you feel like isn't right. You have to, you're responsible in taking up that sword of justice or that shield of justice to protect yourself. You're responsible for that. Nobody's going to do it for you. And that's the part. And when you don't decide that you're going to do that, you do your ancestors an injustice. That's right. And your ancestors are always around you. But the thing is that in Western society, we don't acknowledge the ancestors because we just believe in God we trust. We got that on the money, and God we trust. What God? Gold, oil, and dope. Gomer, Oz, Dabar, which is wisdom, will, and beauty, which are all physical attributes, with the exception of wisdom. But will and beauty, you still, and wisdom can't be experienced unless it's experienced through the physical modality. So what I'm saying here is that your physical reality will never change unless you embrace justice. I have to talk about this because we talk about people getting killed by cops and all of this and all of that. And it's like, well, what's going to happen? God, I got to come back and change this. No, you're going to have to, you're not at peace because of what you see around you. And at some point, you're going to have to become an actor or a figure on the world stage so that you can affect change on this universe. That is your life purpose. That is your life mission.
Effect.
That is what justice is all about. Justice is the fifth pillar on the sheriff badge. See, the sheriff is really the highest law of the land. The sheriff. You know, I mean, excuse me, not the highest law, but as far as enforcing, as far as executing law, the sheriff is the highest form of law as far as being an executor of law. And you notice that they wear a badge. Sometimes they used to wear a six-pointed star, but now for the most part it's a five-pointed star. That five-pointed star means something. It means love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. And the justice is the fifth pillar. Very important. It's the fifth pillar because of the fact that justice goes into your creativity. The fifth house, and I'm going to do a video on number 15 really soon, and I'll be talking more about this, but the fifth house represents your creativity. This is justice. See, justice goes, it's a creative aspect to it too. You, if you want justice in this world, you want to be rich, or you want your land back that your family lost, or you want the cops to stop killing people, you're going to have to tap into the universal law of justice. You're going to have to become creative. You're going to have to fix the problem. You're going to have to do something within. You're going to have to learn the law that governs whatever you want justice from. But if you don't get no justice, you're never going to get any peace. You're never going to get any peace. So, I'm going to go ahead and shut this video down. I just want to put this out just to inspire and, you know, spark the mind. Your ancestors, they want to help you. But the thing is that you don't want to acknowledge the fact that they had governed this physical reality. You have to pour libations to them. You have to
call
on them, and they will help you to get justice in whatever problems that you have, whatever experiences that you have. Your ancestors are there for you, and they will help you to get that justice that you're looking for. But the thing is that if you keep sitting around and doing nothing about it, you're going to incarnate here in this world, and you're going to end up coming back, or life is just going to pass you by. Opportunities, which is the law. The law of opportunity is going to come knocking at your door. You're not going to answer it because you saw a problem in the world and you decided to be a slave. You decided that you wasn't going to do nothing about it. That's right. You decided that, look, I can't do nothing about this. People been losing land before me. My ancestors lost land before I was born. There's nothing I can do about it. The only thing I got to do is take care of myself. I got to do what I got to do now. And I got to work this job and take care of myself. That may be a stepping stone in working that job, but you have to solve the problem. When you see problems in this world, your soul will never rest unless you solve the problem. I was reading this book a while back called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And this is about a guy that goes and takes over. He's like an economic hitman. He takes over economies, third world nations. He steals their resources and stuff, and he did this shit for the CIA, right? And he said he could never find peace. He couldn't sleep at night. He eventually quit doing it. And he couldn't sleep at night. And he went to feed the homeless, feed the hungry. He was a missionary. And he said he still wasn't at peace. And he couldn't find peace until he decided to write that book. He had to write that book because he had to fix the problem that he saw, which was he knew how economies were toppled and why people suffered, why third world nations suffered. So he had to write that book. And you got a book to write too. If you want justice, you got to write that book. You got to make that CD. You got to do something creative to fix your problem.
We're doing it.
So I'm going to go ahead and shut down. Thank you guys for listening. I thank you guys for watching. Just a brief video clip, sparking the mind for today. Go ahead and get up out of here.
Rhyme, Hotep L.
Until we meet again, I'll leave you in Hotep. Peace.
Hotep.
Thank you.
of that nature. Like, say, for instance, you want to be a mom and pop business owner, you may want to open up a health food store. And they're going to get to the point where they're going to urge you. And it's happening now. They actually said in this article where they're going to really urge people to get back on into the labor force and into the corporate U.S. because the corporate U.S. is suffering. You know, because the stocks and all of that shit, it's like, you know, things are suffering. So they want to build up the corporation, rebuild the corporation. And they want to do that at the expense of taking away from the small business owner, taking away from the people. This was in this article. Crazy shit. They don't want you giving money out to veterans anymore on the street. Stuff like that, because they talking about it's hurting the economy economics wise. And it's not an economics video, so I'm gonna go more into that later. But let's focus on food though, because I just want to kind of talk about this conspiracy. See, really, it's not about rebuilding and making America better again. It's not. It's really about getting rid of the conscious
for coming, y'all. So have no fear. Pick up my man Bug and he got acro year. Bugs girl, she's fine and she's green. She's looking fine. She's the girl of his dreams. I'm talking about the micronauts. 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 To ours. I kick that ass.
If you said they come from Mars.
And organic conspiracies, they corporatizing everybody who trying to just be clever and get on up and do it to it and do the very best that they can. Are we gonna stand for it? I said no, man. Music you hear in the background done by me, the host of the show, Tony E. This is Space Plane, CKUT 90.3. This is recorded up in the country.
I don't know about this song, but it's showing up is long with the
micro.
But time means something different to them. They experience time differently. They're much smaller. It's a microcosm. You might they have shorter lifespans. They're kind of like fruit flies, but they live a full life in that brief amount of time. They don't count time the way we do in the microverse.
You know it is.
And I'm going to do a little bit of talking about that here. I'm not going to go too deep into it. But you got this alkali conspiracy that's linked into getting rid of the conscious movement. They started it. And I'm not going to say that's why I stopped eating totally alkaline, because that's not really why. A lot of it came from just a lot of stuff. I've been getting attacked on a lot of levels and things of that nature. So I had to kind of shift the way I live my life. And I had to become less
less dependent on banks, and things of that nature are less dependent on credit, and things of that nature. So I had to become more dependent on cash, which means that I have to save more money. So I decided to stop eating alkaline, but it's also a conspiracy. And I want to go back to it, but that's what I want to talk about here, because it's a conspiracy to get you people that are conscious to, if you're going to be conscious, you're going to have to fuel the corporate machine. You're going to have to fuel the corporate beast. So they did this shit with the food. See, if you look at the term alkaline and you break it down, you see alkaline. A line is a lean. And what they're trying to do is that they want to basically put liens on the land, because land is really owned by the Native Americans. They want to put liens on the land, hold the land owners and the property owners and the people that own the land and things of that nature, through having them to purchase the food from these grocery stores, from these corporate grocery stores. And it started out kind of like Whole Foods, and I hate to pick on Whole Foods, but that's kind of how it started. See, Whole Foods started as a mom and pop, but then what did they start doing? They became corporate. And I don't think they're franchising, but they're still a corporate business, to where, you know, they got franchise, they got different stores all over the country. And they, you know, they say they want to be bigger and provide food for everybody and things of that nature. But in that, you're taking away from the small man when you try to put monopolies on things. See, food and all of that, that's always been a community-based type of movement. When you talk about food and things of that nature, that's always been, like, our staple. That's always been something that, like, we as independent people should always have control. We're supposed to have a monopoly on our food in the local, I'm saying on the local aspect. So you're talking about corporate, you're talking about on a national level. And that's what makes corporate greed bullshit, because it's all about monopoly. It integrates capitalism into consciousness. Like when you're talking about food, as far as food and things of that nature, so it integrates capitalism, which is based on wanting more, consuming more, making more money, more. That's what capitalism is all about. It integrates capitalism into spirituality.
Baby, what's your phone number? I know I'm kind of fast, but I need to waste time. Baby, what's your phone number? Girl, I have to ask, cause you're so
right, baby. Come on.